The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me tonight. As always, it's an honor and a privilege to be here tonight with you as we take your journey called life. Now, we just finished a mini-series on breaking lack, need, and poverty consciousness over your life. And throughout my radio show, the universe has really been pushing me to try to help you understand the importance of your belief systems, I mean, your thoughts, the words that come out of your mouth, using tools such as gratitude and choice and permission and releasing judgment and staying in the question, what's the possibility? Now, really, why is it so important now? Well, as most of you know, we are in a shift on this planet, and we're ascending to a new level of dimensional consciousness. And I've been really told by the universe that things are going to speed up in 2014. Now, many of us won't have the luxury of time to take our time, so to speak, to release, clear, shift, and change our program limitations. Now, for many of you who are light workers, it's really imperative to step into our power more than ever. As we know, time is collapsing, and for many of us, that means that the space between the time we have a thought and we create that thought is speeding up. So in other words, we're heading faster and faster into the realm of creating things for ourselves in simultaneous time. Well, ouch! Think about that. What would it be like to create almost instantaneously from a thought you just had? It's kind of scary to me because I don't always have my thoughts under control. How about you? You know, it's kind of like on the film The Secret. Remember when the guy was in his living room and he thought about an elephant and all of a sudden here came the elephant seconds later? I mean, this is how this next year is going to be told. It's going to be faster and faster and faster than this year even was. So the frequency of this planet is realigning itself, and the consciousness of all who inhabit the planet is being required to transform and realign. Because that's what is needed to what? Disjoin from the frequency of fear that's been operating for too long. Now, from my viewpoint, God doesn't create pain, and it doesn't create align with pain. We do. And I believe that pain in this world has been created through thousands and thousands of years of conscious restriction, actually created by humanity as a mass consciousness. Now, we're going to talk about mass consciousness creations in next year and how we can unplug ourselves and the world from their morphic fields. However, I just have to say all this because it hasn't been a coincidence that most of my clients that I've worked with in the last 2 weeks are really experienced lightworkers, and they've been working for years on their stuff, and we're still finding huge issues to clear. So many were sent to me in the last weeks with pre-agreements to work on universal consciousness, breaking old, ancient Atlantean patterns over themselves and humanity. So many times I fell into what I call an energetic black hole with every one of them. Now, what does that mean? When I energetically see the patterns that you're still holding within your field, I usually see shapes and colors and images, and I sense things. But boy, when I fall into a black hole, I see nothing. Not the nothingness or isness of creation, but like being sucked into a black hole of mud and yuck. And then many times I end up in the time that the pattern was created. But these are all huge morphic fields of dense, unconscious group agreements and belief systems that have a grip on humanity as a whole. And many of these patterns were created by humanity as, believe it or not, a group belief system. Now, I say that because in the new year, we're going to explore more of these morphic gills that we've kind of gotten sucked into, or maybe I should say suckered into believing over eons of time, that we need to keep releasing these patterns. However, I just wanted to mention this today because I want you to be aware that many on the planet are working very diligently to set themselves and humanity free from these patterns. There are many, many light workers out there giving hours of their time, and many of you are listening to this. And many are working with me and other healers on the planet to play a role in releasing these patterns over all of humanity, and that means over you. If you are one of these light workers, I want to say here at the closing of the year, I honor and bless you because I personally know how draining it can be and for all others. So please stand in the realm of gratitude for these souls that are standing in the gap for all of humanity. We all have our pre-agreements and contracts that we made with the higher council before we came here. We're all uniquely important in our gifts and skills as we take the journey. So I say all this to say, please push on even harder with your work, whatever it may be. If your soul is pushing you to do something, to learn something new, to take a different path, to make a change in your life, whatever it is, please be more cognizant than ever to do whatever is saying to you and act upon it. That's what I'm doing. Now, I've always intended to stand in the highest integrity with you as my listeners. I mean, I've been honest about my trials this year, asking for prayers along the way. And I know I'm doing a lot of what I'm supposed to be doing with this radio show, but there's more. And there's so much more that I'm being pushed to do, not really only with the show, but with my work. I mean, I call it my ministry because I think it is. But guess what? I really don't have a clue yet what it is. I just know there's so much more, and it's okay if I don't know what it is yet. So likewise for many of you coming to me in anguish over their lives, your spiritual growth, your next step in ascension. Guys, this is not a race. It's a journey. And the important part is how you take the journey. So know it's okay for if you don't know what exactly is going on right now. You know, many of you are just pushing, trying to figure it all out. And believe me, you can't. All the universe is asking you to do is to be a willing vessel. The universe knows, and it will give you glimpses of what is next, step by step. You know, like they say, baby steps, if you will. Because think about it. If the universe gave you the whole picture at once, you would sabotage it. You would. So in our finite minds, and especially when the monkey mind kicks in, it's 2 cents, we all want to know. How will it be done? What will it look like? When will it happen? And on and on and on. And then we find ourselves trying to control over the whole scenario, which honestly, if we had control, we'd botch it. So the universe gives us small glimpses so we can take baby steps and use our intuition to guide the steps. Agonizing over your futures. Like, when am I going to step into my power? When am I going to get out of this broke state? When am I going to become a psychic? When am I going to speak the language of light? When am I going to have more money in my life? You know, everything that is about our daily life, that's agonizing. And agonizing just postpones what you're looking for in your life. Because guess what? That's a form of resistance. And remember, the universal principle, what you resist persists. So just take some break over this holiday season. Relax. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your family. I know that all is in perfect timing. Now, many of you, like myself, are from a religious or Christian background. We've heard plenty about faith. What is faith? It's a form of trust, trusting in a higher power. However, most of us were taught to trust in a higher power outside of ourselves to help us or save us. However, most of us know now that it's time to start trusting ourselves and we are a spark of that same power that we've been trusting in outside of ourselves. You know, it's being said, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are. We are a spark of divine living in a human body, and we're trying to step into our powerful, magnificent selves. But how do we do that? How do we get that faith that we need in our divinity, in the direction of our higher selves, if you will, and in the power and the love of the universe to support us on our journey? So many of us have been wounded, betrayed, abandoned, desperate. All those heartfelt hurts which have been a part of our process. I mean, when we came down here and started incarnating, it's what we bargained for. It's called the game of duality. We've played in and through the experiences that presented for our soul's growth. And guess what? The resulting woundedness is a big part of what we've been addressing and what we've been attempting to heal on the show this year. Now, most of us, like me, we've been clearing and releasing until the cows come home. We're exhausted. We're ready to step into and create some miracles in our lives and experience more abundance, fun, peace, and joy. But what can we do to speed up the process? Now, giving you tools such as gratitude and giving yourself permission and all the others, you know, that I've been talking about for so long. And I always tell people, if you haven't downloaded the PDF, go to my website, DorianLight.com, and fill out the box that says get it free here and start using them. But right now, I just want to talk a little bit more about a thing that I always say that works. It's called trust, grace, and surrender. You call on trust, you call in grace, and you surrender. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, as everybody knows, I talk fast just to get everything in. But just take a breath right now. Close your eyes. And everyone say after me. I give myself permission to do the work that I came here today to do. And I give Dorian permission to release me, help me release what no longer serves me. And it is so. Take a breath. Right now, keep your eyes closed, clearing any and all resistance within yourself and with the group listeners' energy field. And using the psychic energetics to clear. Keep your intention that not only you are going to clear, but all your fellow listeners and anyone else that ever listens to this. Now, clearing any mass consciousness influence or what I call plug-ins that you may have, being sucked into the mass consciousness. Take a breath. And also releasing the damaged dream or illusion of lack and need in your life that was created back when the reasoning mind was created and came online. Perfect. Love the group energy tonight, guys. Thank you. And it is so. Now, one of my big things is, I got that frog in my throat again. You have to lose control in order to gain control. What does that mean? It means that your ego self and monkey mind have to relinquish control so that your true authentic soul self can take the rudder. Now, how do you do this? How do you get your conscious self just going yap, yap, yap all the time and move out of the way so that your soul self can lead the way into the realm of infinite possibilities for your life? Well, one of the ways I have found is by calling on trust, calling in grace, and surrendering. Ooh, trust, that word alone kind of puts a sting for some of you, because a lot of us have trust issues. It's like we have a charge around it. So we're going to be working on clearing that, because a lot of us have mistrust. But for right now, just hear me out. When you call on trust, you're calling to the divinity within you that knows all things. That omnipotent, force that I call the universe is saying, divine spark within me, higher self, I trust you to lead me, guide me, protect me, and to provide all things for my well-being. I trust that whatever is happening in my life, that you know the highest outcome for my greatest good. That you know what I chose to learn and why I chose to learn it. And I trust I'm having this experience because I chose it long before I ever incarnated in this lifetime. So when you call in trust, you're bypassing the crazy logical and many times illogical monkey mind that's trying to figure it out and control the outcome of your circumstances. You're in essence tapping into the infinite realm of possibilities of the divinity within yourself and that universe that knows all things and can help all things come to fruition. You're saying that you trust in your own innate God self to manifest precisely the opportunities and situations that you want for your life. When you call on trust, you're calling on your innermost divine self and its awareness and its consciousness. Now, what happens when you consciously align yourself with your divine self? You're basically aligning, becoming congruent with whatever is needed for yourself at that moment. You're in essence calling forth from your own divine self and the universe to bring forth your highest good. And as you choose to stand trusting in and aligned to your highest self and knowing what you stand on is your highest truth. Where you are in any given time is what you manifest from that place. Now, let me say it again. When you call in trust, you're basically aligning with your higher self. Hence, you are aligning yourself with the frequency of your higher self. You're stepping out of the old 3D consciousness frequency into the frequency of your higher self. Therefore, you're calling forth in trust whatever your highest good is in that frequency. In other words, you're creating for the frequency level of your higher self, which is to create in your truest knowingness. And what you bring forth is the highest form of truth for yourself. All right, so you might have to listen to this again, but let me give an example. All right, I'm having a hard time creating income to pay my bills. So my energy, vibration, and frequency is really at an all-time low. So I'm really scared. So I get into my heart space, and I consciously call on trust. But calling on that trust, I'm saying, hey, higher self, knock, knock, universe, knock, knock. I'm calling on you and consciously trusting you for my highest good. Then the higher self, the universe, says, hey, look, Dorian's calling on us and is telling us that she trusts us, is in aligning her conscious self with us. And by aligning her conscious self with us, let's raise her frequency and vibration to a higher level. So by raising my frequency to a higher level, guess who I am? I'm congruent with my soul's highest good. Then whatever is created in my soul's highest knowingness and brings forth its truth, not the truth of the monkey mind that, or my eyes that only see my own reality or what my conscious mind says stands before me, because those are all creations created by me in either my own fear or by being sucked into the fear of the mass consciousness and its belief systems. So by calling on trust, you raise your frequency level to the higher level of trust so that it can work on your behalf. Did you know that the belief in limitation is the belief in control? That frequencies of control are running wild whenever you're in fear or frightened? Really, just about any time that you're disempowered, you're in the midst of the control of fear. By saying I call on trust, the frequency of trust, you're stepping out of the fear frequency of control and into the higher frequency of your higher self in the universe. Guess what happens? Control loses its power to the higher frequency of trust. Control is fear. So fear loses its power to the higher frequency of trust. Therefore, once you step into the higher frequency of trust, and I hope I'm saying this as simple as I can, you start to manifest the truth of who you really are. And who are you? A spark of divine. And as you manifest your truth and resonate the higher frequency, guess what happens? you can change what has been already created. So let's say this again in another way. When you have a frightening intention for yourself, like, oh my God, I'm going to be broke again, and you continue with that thought over and over, that thought actually takes up residence in the frequency of a belief system. Then this belief system is actually a creation of the lower vibrational self or low frequency energies or, in other words, fear. They then attach themselves to your vibrational field and they work towards their mission, which is to what? Bring about more of the frequency of, oh my God, I'm broke. Now you're really broke. And you say, why does this keep happening to me? Why does it go away? Why am I always broke? Well, the first question you have to ask is, what is your attachment to it? What have you been creating? Why does it stick around? And what investment do you get from it? This low-level frequency creation that you created with your thought takes over, guess what? Your creation process. However, when you move into a higher range in your frequency, like when you call on trust, you're no longer influenced by them. You're no longer able to hold them in your energy field because your frequency is operating at a higher level and they can't stay there. You've risen above them, so to speak. So when you raise your frequency, the lower frequencies, guess what? They can actually miss you. So you don't even have to begin to work with it in the first place if you stay at a high frequency. So when you're operating in a low frequency and vibration, you track the lower frequency. Remember, like attracts like. So it all boils down to this. When you call on trust, it lifts you in your consciousness and frequency, which actually renders the old belief systems powerless. And you stand in the power of making new choices congruent with your higher self, not with the fear of your 3D consciousness. When you call on trust, you're drawing from a higher frequency of your knowing. It's a higher frequency of your knowing. You're accessing an aspect of yourself that moves beyond your personality and ego self into congruency with vast knowledge that you hold deep within you. You're no longer operating in limitation. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. You're no longer operating in limitation. Now, if you've been in a pattern of mistrust or don't really know how to trust, this can be an issue, even for those who trust to some degree. Now, a lot of us have a hard time with this element of trust. So how can we truly call on trust if we have the program of mistrust running in our fields? Well, it can be a process. One of the things you can do is break the patterns is attempt to do it in this group setting tonight, which we're going to do. However, many of you, you start the process, but we don't completely finish it. So this is where you might need an individual session to address all issues, and that's okay. We can go into that mistrust as an individual. However, there's some things you can do for yourself. So keep calling on the element of trust. The universe and your subconscious hears your every cry. It's not here to punish you. It's just here to give you what you want. So whoever's deeply entrenched in those programs of mistrust, it may take some time. But if you're diligent, we can reprogram it. This reprogramming takes work on your part. Not to say that things can shift, I mean, instantly or very quickly. It can. It can depend on the level or degree of mistrust that you are operating from. Now, this is not like casting a magical spell. This is about aligning your will up with the divine will of your higher self in the universe. I have a lot of people say, Dorian, I've tried it. It doesn't work. I know that those people have not been diligently calling on trust. How do I know that? My life. It's a living testament to it. And so are hundreds of my clients' lives have put this practice into place and been faithful to it. So take a breath. We're going to take a break. It's a lot of information I'm trying to cram in before the holidays. We'll get your body, drink some water, and we'll be back in a few with All About You.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. Definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. Experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's DorianLight.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, all about you. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Now let's go back to what we're talking about, the charge the word trust has on many of us. Many of us don't have a healthy sense of trust or know how to trust at all. Really, a lot of reasons. We've been hurt, we've been betrayed, we've been rejected, we've been deceived in this lifetime, as many other lifetimes. So this mistrust has built up walls in our energy field and has created a conscious and subconscious mistrust of others, such as not just people, but entities such as the church, establishments, governments, life itself, God, even ourselves. So mistrust is a huge morphic field around the element of trust. It's a morphic field around the element of trust. As a true element of trust has been convoluted and diluted and polluted. And so we have a hard time with it. So let's do some work in the morphic field of mistrust to try and clear some of its influence and aspects on your life. We clear it, then maybe you can trust in its purest form. And when you say, I trust, then your energy space is clear. Now, we're not clearing the healthy innate intuitive abilities for you to know when there are warning signals going, oh, I need to mistrust this situation. You know, we need those inner alarm bells to go off. We're just going after the distorted patterns and programs that have been created through eons of deception and betrayal and those kinds of things. So, everyone, close your eyes and take a breath. Give yourself permission to release all elements of mistrust that no longer serve you. I'm going to do some psychic energetics, maybe speak some language. But let's just get rid of some of these mistrusting patterns throughout time and space. Take a breath. There we go. Shonda Magas Aniketi to stitch just to my chemist. And the kaitite, my ghost. Nice. Got some huge energies helping us out. And the group energy is fantastic. Thank you. Take a breath. This will continue to melt away for those who are kind of straggling behind with resistance. There we go. Now they're starting to really melt. Give yourself permission. Ah, and it is so. So I call in trust, and then I call in grace. What is grace? And why call it in? Well, I'm sure all of you have heard about the grace of God. Grace is the universe's or God's compassion and mercy in action. It's even the compassion and mercy of your higher self. When you call it in, you're in essence calling in the consciousness of grace. The universe has shown me that grace is a part of the divine feminine aspect of itself and is a living consciousness in action. By calling in grace, you're asking this divine feminine energy to minister to you as well as take action on your behalf. Set synchronicities, open doors of opportunity, change circumstances. In other words, to help shape, reshape, and mold whatever it is that you require for your highest good. Grace is a very powerful tool in helping you align to your highest good. Now, when you call it grace, being present in the moment is kind of the key. It isn't necessary for you to be anxious or concerned with how things are going to come together. You simply need to be in a state of trusting receptivity. Receptivity. What does that mean? Being willing for circumstances to unfold sequentially, and gosh, in ways you might not expect, not trying to control the whole situation. So when you're willing to allow grace and synchronicity to work on your behalf, you allow yourself to stand back and watch situations unfold and observe the perfection in the process. The whole resolution and completion to issues that you have in your life can happen so easily if you just allow the process of grace and synchronicity to direct you rather than trying to direct them. Now, I'm not saying just sit back and do nothing as you call on grace. I'm saying call on grace as you walk through your daily life. If you're looking for a job, for instance, then continue to look for the job, but call on trust and call on grace. As you do so, that allows for them both to help show up and pave the way for your best and highest job opportunity. So the final component to the sentence of manifestation is call on trust, call in grace, and surrender. Ooh, surrender is another word that brings up a pretty negative charge of emotions within you. Now to many, the word surrender means a relinquishing of your power. To give up or to give in to someone else's power over you. To be submissive, which can bring up a charge, especially for those who've been in a religious background, even things taught like wives, be submissive to your husbands. For many, it means you can succumb to yourself to someone else's power and giving up your own. And in essence, this is kind of what the 3D world has established as our basic meaning of surrender. But it's not what I'm talking about in this context. So for most of you, I would wager a good part of you have had a real twinge or sting to when you hear the words, I surrender. You know, one client told me that she became instantly mad at me and wanted to bop me over the head for even suggesting that she surrender anything. Now, we'd done a lot of work on getting her out of her trapped marriage. So she said, how dare I suggest that she give up anything to become a doormat again for her husband and family? And so it brought up a charge of negativity, thoughts of submission, control, feeling trapped, and more. However, when I say surrender, I'm talking about something entirely different from what the world says and means. I'm actually using it for two purposes. One is for releasing that which no longer serves me, and the other is when I choose to call in whatever does serve me. So, for instance, during my release work for myself, I'll many times say, I choose to surrender and release all that no longer serves me. Things that may be sabotaging me from living out my life to the fullest possible potential. Things such as my ego self-control, all the labels of who I think I am, all my distorted limiting belief systems and preconceived illusions of my life. I surrender all the pain and trauma events embedded in my mind, my will, my emotions, all my struggles, all my judgments, things like that. So right now, I just want to help you get rid of some of the sting with surrender. So let's do some work right here. Let's choose to surrender the negative charges around the 3D words, I surrender. They keep you from releasing what no longer serves you. Okay, close your eyes and take a breath. I choose to release and let go of all negativity around the words, I surrender. I choose to let go of all the pain, the heartache, and traumas that I associate with the words, I surrender. Due to past life and this life experiences, I choose to give up surrendering where it meant giving up my power to something else or someone else. Take a breath. All right. Now, with all the difficulty tonight, you know, sometimes resistance comes up, no matter if it's technical difficulty or whatever. Let's don't let any of that interfere with what's going on here. This is powerful work. It might be one reason why there is resistance and things have happened. This stuff, these words, the work we're doing tonight can help set you free. Take a breath. All right, there we go. Don't let the monkey mind get in the way. All right. And it is so. Now, in the context of the sentence, I call on trust. I call in grace. And I surrender. I'm basically calling in and openly receiving that which I deserve into my life. That which is of the highest good for my soul's evolution, and that which is divinely and rightfully mine, is calling in and receiving of the highest order. So right now, let's do just that. Let's use our group energy to call into and receive into our lives all that is good, all that is rightfully ours by divine order of the universe. So close your eyes and take a breath. I'm going to make some surrender statements. And just go with it. Allow yourself to surrender, which means you're calling in your highest good. Okay? Take a breath. I surrender to the highest enlightened awareness of my soul, my infinite authentic self, my God self. That part of me that knows all things. That part of me that knows the highest and purest intention for my life and can guide me to it step by step. I surrender to infinite possibilities for all good things for my life. I surrender to the flow of divine destiny for my life. I surrender to the flow of all the gifts, the skills, and abilities that are divinely mine in order to serve my purpose and to help others. I surrender to the universe's unconditional love flowing through me, breaking down all barriers and walls of resistance within me, molding me and shaping me into a being of divine love and grace. Take a breath. I surrender to all the pre-agreements I made for my life. I surrender to all the infinite knowledge and wisdom from within my being. And I also surrender to any new knowledge and wisdom from the universe of the highest order. I surrender all my needs to be met through infinite possibilities. I surrender to the highest realm of infinite truth for my life. I surrender to the highest possible purpose for my life and to the truth of who I am. I surrendered all good things from my life to the beauty and fullness of life. I surrender to my highest truth and to be guided to that truth. And I surrender to all that is rightfully and divinely mine in this life. And I surrender to the flow of abundance, ease, grace, and joy, and peace in my life. And it is so. These are just some examples. Can you see and feel the difference between divine surrender and what the world means as 3D surrender, losing your control and power? Here, surrender is used for aligning your life and calling it into that which is for your highest good. Now, your intention in any given moment sets the stage for the manifestation of whatever that intention is in your experience. My belief is that there are no random events. Things just do not happen to someone. Everything is intention. So when you intentionally surrender something that no longer serves you, you're declaring to the universe that you are releasing it and letting it go. The same thing for using the intention of surrender and bringing in the highest order of blessings into your life. So let's recap. I call on trust. I call on the highest, authentic, enlightened awareness of my soul, the part of me that knows all things and contains all wisdom and knowledge. I ask that it align with or supersede that finite little 3D limited aspect of myself that doesn't know anything. It just thinks it does. And in calling it in, I trust that whatever I create in my life will be of the highest vibrational frequency, aligned with the highest enlightened awareness of my soul. I'm asking it to take the lead and guide me like a rudder. Guide me into the infinite possibilities of all things for my highest good. I call in grace to bring forth the divine synchronicities of all that is rightfully mine that will bless my life with infinite goodness and to nurture and cultivate all those blessings already in my life. And I surrender. I align to and openly receive the highest of all things, of who I am, what my purpose is, infinite possibilities for my good, and all the many blessings that the universe has to offer for my life. So as we come to a close of 2013, I can't strive to you enough from my heart. It's time more than time, more than time, more than time to push forward in your lives. Let go of what no longer serves you. Call and declare what is yours by divine right. Stand in the gap for others. Ask to be a vessel of servitude to a fellow man and follow the promptings of your soul. I call on trust. I call in grace. And I surrender. That's all you got to say. And when you add this to the time, to the, tools of giving yourself permission and choosing, I give myself permission, letting go of all your judgments of yourself, as well as all others, of course. And when you step into that what is the possibility, which we're going to talk more about infinite possibilities next week, hopefully without technical difficulties, and that is okay. You guys got the message, whether it was muted in a well hole or loud and clear. It's all good. It's all good. So use these tools. I can't tell you how strongly the universe has bugged me night after night meditating over this material, meditating over what to present each week for you to hear, how important this is as we step into this new year, 2014. It can help set your life free, these simple, what sound like simple little tools. Okay, so before we leave for tonight, I want to announce a few things. Next year, I think we're going to be doing some really cool stuff. I'm going to start doing more and more of the psychic energetics on the call. And we're going to be doing more of that. And so I want to invite everybody to come in as live callers. And I'm going to be having maybe a few more guests. And we're going to have a lot of announcements next year for about a lot of deeper work that we're going to go into and how to help set you free from not only limitations, but to start stepping into things like the divine feminine. Now, the universe has been, about 3 years ago, I had a worldwide call. We were working with the divine feminine and bringing it in. And it was powerful. But a lot of people just weren't ready for it yet. That's about 3 years ago of what was happening in that call. But I really believe that bringing in divine feminine, we know it's the divine feminine and masculine are coming back into unity. That's part of our ascension. But bringing in divine feminine also was bringing in a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings that people were afraid of. So as time goes on, we're going to start bringing that more in. Honestly, I found it to be one of the fastest tracks back to a higher consciousness than I've ever experienced. In my near-death experiences, I can say that it's the closest I've ever come to my near-death experiences where I was actually in the heart of creation, which felt like, how can I explain it? I was like I was in this void. There was no light. It wasn't scary, but there was, you know, just a void. But it was the most encompassing, unconditional love I've ever felt in my life. If there really was a creator that sat on a throne with a beard, you know, like the old man I used to think was that way when I was a kid, I would have been right there, right in the front of him, right in his arms or her arms, and I would have been totally encompassed in it. So that's what I've experienced with the divine feminine, and I believe this is where all of us are heading back to, that divine feminine power with you, if you will, that empowerment, of course, blending with the masculine, which will bring us all back to that unity consciousness. I'm thinking about, actually, the universe has been pushing me to start a call for that. So I am thinking about doing that as well. So I'll be letting you all know that in the future. Now, I'm really happy to announce that next week, and I'm telling you this week because next week I won't be able to tell you this between now and then, that I'm going to be a guest. Right now it's tentative, but I think it's going to happen on Maureen Allen's show. She's on Voice America. It's called Spiritual Enlightenment, Advancing One's Wisdom. Now, this airs next Tuesday. I think it's the 17th, yeah, at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. So you can either go to voiceamerica.com and go on the Seventh Wave channel to access her show, or you can go to my homepage and my website at www.dorianlight.com. Now, that's not up yet on my show, on my page, but it will be by tomorrow, and you'll be able to access the link to her show. Now, Maureen is she's an extremely gifted medium, and she explores various spiritual topics. So thank you, Maureen. I am honored to be on your show next week. Now, if the universe doesn't direct me otherwise, we're going to continue to explore ways to step into the realm of infinite possibilities for your life, hopefully without technical difficulties. So please be sure to join me. It's going to be the last show of 2013. Because my shows fall on Wednesday, which is Christmas, the 25th, and New Year's Day, there will not be live shows, but this is a perfect time for you to go back and access the archives. So go back and listen to the archives, and let's step into 2014 with the doors of our lives open to the infinite possibilities that the universe has for us. Take a breath. Ooh, what a crazy show tonight, huh? Ah, but guess what, guys? I trust, I call in grace, and I surrender, and it's all good. All right, before we go for the evening, I want to remind you of the free 30-minute healing session directly after this call. It's at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard. We are building a global community, so that's really exciting. So if you haven't signed up for the call, please go to my homepage of my website. That's www.doringlight.com. And on the right-hand side of that page is where you can put your name and email in order to receive the access code. Now, the code and the number are the same every week. Let's see what else is going on. I'm just trying to take a breath from all the craziness tonight, and it's all good, clearing everybody's energy field. Also coming up, oh, yes, the winter solstice. Hey, that's coming up. I'm going to be joining Lauren Gailey's free online event called Soul Shine. That's coming up December 20 to the 22nd. I think it's a four-hour event each day. Now, it's an event online. It's free. It's a gathering of people from all around the world as we celebrate the winter solstice. The programs are all going to be geared in meditations and activations for raising your consciousness and your vibration. Now, stay informed with my website. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of things we're going to commit to next year. Oh, and Al, I got to tell you this before we get off. I'm so happy to announce that by tomorrow, my web guy promises me, tomorrow my CDs, Dhammate and Sound of Light, will be officially on sale on my website. So those who pre-ordered them, it will be put in the mail sometime this week. Now, these are great gifts. So the light cards are inexpensive gifts for family and friends for Christmas. But if you want them, you got to get them ordered pretty quick because I use the United States Post Office. Also, like my Facebook at Facebook.com/DorianLight. And until next week, everybody take a breath. Be in gratitude. Give yourself permission. Release self-judgment and judgment of all others. Stay in the question, what is the possibility? And call on trust. Call in grace and surrender. That's all you got to say. I call on trust. I call in grace and surrender. The universe knows, your higher self knows exactly what you need. And first and foremost, love and respect yourself and all others as that magnificent spark of divine that you are having this human experience called life. It's just called life. And know that no matter what's going on, this too shall pass. Because I call in trust, I call in grace, and I surrender. Many blessings for a beautiful rest of your week. And I'll see you next week. And remember, I love each and every one of you. Thank you for your love and support and for patience when things go crazy on the call and on the show. And remember, it's all about you. Until next week, namaste.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. And remember, Dorian says, it's all about you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.